Timberland Sing, which is later on in the afternoon. If anybody wants to lead a song in that, come talk to me. And we're going to organize a list and things like that. So if you want to be a part of that, you have to come talk to me so we can get everything organized. Make sense? Okay. We'll see you before that happens.
All right, guys. Can we get some of these in prayer as we get started?
Sure. Heavenly Father, almighty creator and king, we humbly bow our hearts before you. And Lord, we're so thankful to be able to call you our Father, to be able to call each other our brothers, for the family that you've given us, the encouragement that we have through spending time together. We thank you so much for the time that we have now to worship you. And we ask, Lord, that you will help us to genuinely give you the honor and the glory that you deserve in our songs, but also in our life from day to day. We ask that you give us strength throughout this day and throughout this week to be able to focus upon the things that we are studying together. We can be nourished by it, that we can be encouraged and stirred up to greater service in your kingdom, to shine your light, and give you glory in all that we do. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, so every time after the first two classes, we're going to have singing in here, and it's one of my favorite times of camp. I'm grateful that you guys are here and that we can worship God in this time together. What we're going to do in this time is we're going to mainly sing, but we're also going to talk a little bit about the songs that we sing. What's more important in our singing, the words of the songs or the music in the songs? The words are far more important. Music is important as well. God told us to sing, not just to, like, talk at each other or chant or whatever, but we're speaking in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the words behind what we sing. Maybe you're not used to doing that. What I hope will happen this week is you'll be stirred to think more deeply about the songs that you sing. And that when we think about them, we'll be able to let the word of Christ dwell richly within us, and we'll be able to teach and admonish one another more effectively. Turn to number 12 in the purple supplement book. Number 12, so let us go to the mount. We're going to use this as our theme song this week. It comes from Micah chapter 4, and also Micah chapter 6, and just some other kind of thoughts straight from the book of Micah. And it's this invitation that Micah gives in chapter 4 of the book. Come, let us go to the mount of the Lord. And that's where he's going to teach us. That's where we're going to be a light to all the nations, and they flow up to the mountain of the Lord. So we're going to read the lyrics of this song and then sing through it. O come, let us go to the mount of the Lord, to learn and to walk in the paths of his word. From Zion his law will go forth as a light, all nations will flow there to learn what is right. O come, let us go to the mount of the Lord. Make tools from your weapons, make plows from your swords. In that vision, he talks about them not being at war anymore. They beat their weapons into farming tools because they're not going to need them to fight anymore. No more shall we learn the cruel tactics of war, but peace will unite us to quarrel no more. O come, let us go to the mount of the Lord, where justice is found for the weak and the poor. He teaches his people to love the oppressed, that we may all share in his comfort and rest. And the chorus comes from Micah chapter 6. He has shown you, O man, what does God require? Do justice, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. And then we sing that song twice, that line twice at the end of the song. So let's sing the first verse and the chorus of the song just together on the melody. The melody of the song has some little rhythm things in it that make it sound kind of like a folk song or an Irish song, so watch out for those as we go through. They're fairly consistent, so we should be able to pick up on them. First verse and chorus, everybody together on just the melody.
Go forth and
focused on a whole lot in the prophets, and that is the wrath of God. A lot of the book of Micah is going to be about how angry God is with his sinful people and how he's going to judge them. And it's something that we don't have a lot of songs about because it's not a real happy topic to sing about, but there are several songs that mention the wrath of God. So we're going to start with some songs that praise God, but watch for the word wrath in these songs. And this song is in verse 2, where it says, "O tell of his might, O sing of his grace, whose robe is the light, whose canopy space, his chariots of wrath, the deep thunder clouds form, and dark is his path on the wings of the storm." When it talks about God coming in the clouds and judgment, usually we think of like white puffy clouds, but this song helps us remember that usually when it talks about God coming on the clouds, he's riding on the thunderstorm to come and wipe out people. And that's one of the images that is glorious about God, but it's also humbling for us to think about that. Let's sing all four verses of "O Worship the King."
Thou soul,
O worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing his wonderful love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with grace. O tell of his might, O sing of his praise, whose robe is the light, whose canopy space, his chariots of wrath, the deep thunder clouds form, and dark is his path on the wings of the storm. Thy bountiful care, what tongue can recite? It breathes in the air, it shines in the light. It streams from the hills, it descends to the plain, and sweetly distills in the dew and the rain. Frail children of dust and feeble as frail, in thee do we trust, nor find thee to fail. Thy mercies, how tender, how firm to the end, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend.
Turn to number 74. I sing the mighty power of God. Number 74. Verse 3, in heaven he shines with beams of love, with wrath and hell beneath. 'Tis on his earth I stand or move, and 'tis his air I breathe.
Sing the wisdom that ordained the sun.
52. The Lord is in his holy temple. At this, after our study this morning, in Micah 1, when we talk about God being in his holy temple and then descending from his holy temple to walk on the tops of the mountains, and they just melt under him. And so when we think about this, I mean, usually we sing this song like, we're getting quiet for worship, but we're coming before a God who is a God of love and mercy, but is also a God of wrath and vengeance. And we keep silent before him. At the end of the lines of this song, those of you who are at IBC know to watch for this, there's some silences there. So just watch me as we sing through this song, the Lord's Circle. So this song is an exhortation. We often sing it as an invitation song, saying, God's coming, and you need to be ready to meet him, because if you're not ready, he's coming in wrath, and you have to prepare to meet him. So we'll sing all three verses of this song, 8:29.
Hear the soul, again, the soul, heed the warning, warning for your life.
7:18, we shall stand before the throne. 7:18. How many of us are familiar with this song, "We Shall Stand Before the Throne"? So just a handful of us. This is a song that talks about Judgment Day and the realities of Judgment Day, both for those who are ready and those who are not ready. We shall stand before the throne, stand with all, but stand alone. Face at last the aged one. God is holy, bow before him. See the vindicated son, hear him say, "Depart, well done." Judgment sure for everyone. Christ is holy, listen to him. On his left the doomed implore, but are locked beneath a door. There they burn forevermore. God is holy, love and fear him. But the faithful on his right, wearing crowns and garments white, sing forever in his sight, "Holy, holy, thou art holy." Let's sing the first verse, just the melody of this song. It's in a minor key, which is appropriate for the tone of this song. Talks about Jesus as the Rock of Ages. That's a phrase that doesn't come exactly from Scripture, but I believe it's Isaiah 32 that talks about in God we have an everlasting rock, and that's the idea of a rock of ages, an eternal rock. Now, what's interesting is what's happened to this rock. Rock of ages, what does it say? Cleft for me. What's a cleft? A crack or a hole in that. And it says, let me hide myself in thee. Does that call any scriptures to mind, like a rock being opened up and like being hidden in a rock? What's that talking about? Yeah, what happened there? Where God was going to cause his glory to pass before Moses, right? And he says, I'm going to put you in the cleft of the rock because you can't see my full glory and live. And so the idea is Jesus is our rock, our eternal rock. And we are hidden from God's wrath, from being destroyed by God's holiness because he makes us, he protects us, he makes us holy. So that's the idea behind this song. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure, save from wrath and make me pure. Let's sing all four verses of Rock of Ages.
Thou soul,
Rock of Ages, cleft for me.
Verse 4, oh, to see my name written in the wounds, for through your suffering, I am free. Death is crushed to death. Life is mine to live, won through your selfless love. This the power of the cross. Christ became sin for us, took the blame, bore the wrath. We stand forgiven at the cross. When we think about the terror of God's wrath, it makes the sacrifice of Jesus that much more powerful. See my name written in the wounds because I deserve it, but Jesus took it. Let's sing the four verses of this song. And when we get to the chorus on verse 4, the lyrics are a little different. So watch for that when we get there.
Yeah.
And on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. I don't know if you've heard that there's been a controversy over this song. There's been several controversies over this song. But one is that people want to change that line in this song to, like, the love of God was magnified. There's different reasons that people want to do that. But one of the reasons is that people kind of, oh, we're singing about God's wrath. I'm like, no. The authors of the song said, you may use this song as written, or you may not use it at all. They kind of stood by that. And I appreciate that, because that's what happened. The wrath of God is satisfied in Jesus. Death on the cross in our place. Come on, let's sing all four verses of this song. Let's stand as we sing.
Oh.
way carefully.